On Friday, Prime Minister Koizumi apologized for Japan's wartime aggression in Asia at an Asia-Africa summit in Indonesia. In the presence of China's President Hu Jintao and other world leaders, Koizumi stated, "Japan, through its colonial rule and aggression, caused tremendous damage and suffering to the people of many countries, particularly those of Asian nations." Though Japan has apologized before, this apology is noteworthy for three reasons. First, it comes at a time when violent anti-Japan demonstrations are occurring in China. Second, Koizumi has repeatedly antagonized Chinese leaders by praying annually at the Yasukuni Shrine, where several Class A war criminals are enshrined. Third, unlike past apologies, which have been issued from Japan, this apology was delivered in a public forum. Asians at the summit are skeptical about Koizumi's apology, and their skepticism deepened on Friday when a member of Koizumi's own cabinet and 80 other lawmakers went to the Yasukuni Shrine to pray. In addition to the shrine visits, the growing tendency of Japanese textbooks to downplay Japan's invasion and occupation of mainland Asia has given rise to suspicion about Japan's sincerity. As South Korean Prime Minister Lee Hae-chan remarked in his speech, "A country that distorts history by glossing over the colonial past and hiding their misdeeds, thus concealing them from the younger generations, will not be able to free itself from the shackles of the past."